Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This morning, international travel restarts. Australians rush to book flights to New Zealand with a two-way travel corridor beginning on April 19. Vaccine troubles. Oxford University suspends AstraZeneca trials in children as major delays hit supply here. Economic bounce back. Growth exceeding predictions as we push closer to pre-pandemic levels. And farewelling a legend, a funeral to be held in Sydney today for talkback icon John Brennan.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. International travel is back on for Australians. We'll be able to head to New Zealand without having to quarantine from the 19th of April. The long-awaited Trans-Tasman bubble will become a reality, reconnecting families and friends across the ditch.
This is the first of many more steps to come, I believe, as we get back to a more normal position. And the fact that we now can combine again will mean jobs. It will mean people reunited. It will mean many opportunities.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the deal but is reserving the right to suspend it for certain states if there is a COVID outbreak. The arrangement will be a huge boost for tourism, worth billions to the economies of both countries. Europe's drug regulator is denying it's established a link between the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine and a rare blood clotting syndrome. The agency has been forced to clarify after a senior official broke ranks, saying there's a clear link, but that it's not yet understood what causes the reaction. The EMA expects to announce its findings in coming days after a small number of recipients developed the rare but serious clotting events in recent weeks. A man who died from coronavirus complications in Queensland has been named as dual UK and Papua New Guinea national Mal Keller Smith. The 77-year-old was a respected businessman and former governor. PNG's health minister has confirmed Mr. Smith died in Redcliffe Hospital on Monday after being evacuated from the country last month. Officials are now working to repatriate his body back to the Pacific Island nation. His death won't be recorded in Queensland's COVID death toll, as he acquired the infection in PNG. Australia's COVID vaccine rollout is facing new problems as millions of doses sit idle in CSL's Melbourne factory waiting to be approved for use. Nearly 3 million jabs are caught up in the cold room backlog, pending further AstraZeneca batch testing in Europe.
It is due wholly and solely to supply chain logistics. So it is a logistical delay, not a clinical delay. And we're waiting on those millions of vaccines that have already been produced that are sitting in the CSL factory in Victoria to be approved.
Victoria is racing to have all hotel quarantine workers who will have face-to-face contact with returned travellers vaccinated by tomorrow when the program resumes. The New South Wales government will offer half-price hotel quarantine for overseas workers in an effort to get more people onto farms. News Corp reports the policy will be announced today to address a shortage of 15,000 workers to pick fruit and harvest crops. Farmers have been pleading for help as the industry argues international border closures have gutted their workforce. Australia's economy is experiencing a faster and stronger COVID bounce back than forecast. Political reporter Olivia Leeming is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Olivia. When will growth return to pre-pandemic levels?
Well, likely within weeks. Good morning, Jody. The latest forecast from the International Monetary Fund predicts that this year Australia's economy will grow 4.5%, a much faster rebound than they were expecting just a few months ago. Back in January, they predicted 3.5% growth for Australia this year after our economy shrunk last year by 2.4%. The global outlook, much more positive as well, thanks to the vaccine, the high number of people being immunised around the world, and also the eye-watering amount of stimulus and government support payments being poured into the economy. Without that, the IMF says the impact of the COVID recession would have been three times larger. Here in Australia, it means more jobs. Unemployment will keep falling from an average rate of 6% this year to 5.5% next year. Interest rates also set to remain at a record low for at least another 3 years, though house prices are still rising, increasing at their fastest rate last month in more than 30 years. The IMF urging regulators to step in to help cool asset prices and reduce risk, warning there are still challenges for all governments around the world that they must enforce policies to reduce long-term damage to economies. Jody.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. A man has died following a freak accident on Sydney's Lower North Shore. It's understood the man in his 50s fell on a hedge trimmer at Artarmon and seriously injured his arm. Paramedics quickly arrived at the scene to treat the man, who was suffering major blood loss. He went into cardiac arrest and was taken to Royal North Shore Hospital, where he later died. Former Australia Post boss Christine Holgate has delivered a scathing assessment of the company's chairman, labelling him a liar and accusing him of bullying her out of a job. Ms Holgate resigned as the corporation's chief executive in November following revelations her office purchased Cartier watches totalling nearly $20,000 as bonuses for four executives. She's broken her silence in a letter telling an inquiry into the saga that she was treated like a criminal. A heavy downpour over southeast Queensland is beginning to ease after causing more flash flooding. Drivers were caught off guard, their vehicles swamped in fast rising waters. 170 millimetres fell in some parts as a major wet weather system lingered off the coast. More than 150 roads are cut across the region due to flooding. More showers are expected today. British actor Paul Ritter has died of a brain tumour at the age of 54. He appeared in numerous films, including Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince and the James Bond thriller Quantum of Solace. Ritter also starred in the acclaimed series Chernobyl. He was well known for his theatre roles and was nominated for a Tony and an Olivier Award. Sydney's newest tunnel has been forced to close overnight following a truck fire. The vehicle caught alight in the southbound lanes of the North Connects tunnel near West Pennant Hills. Firefighters worked quickly to extinguish the flames, but it took crews about 4 hours to tow away the damaged truck and to mop up the mess. The tunnel has now reopened for this morning's peak. Mouthguards fitted with high-tech chips to monitor head knocks could be available to every AFL player in the country within 2 years. The AFL trialled the groundbreaking concussion technology 2 years ago, and it's now used by half the players in the league. The chip logs head knocks, giving players, medicos and clubs data to help diagnose players with concussions and brain injuries. The mouthguard device is expected to be rolled out for all grades, including juniors, by 2023. Radio legend John Brennan will be farewelled today at Sydney's St Mary's Cathedral. The broadcaster, affectionately known as Brenno, died last month at his retirement village home, aged 89. Brenno helped pioneer talkback radio in Australia, launching the careers of some of the country's biggest radio stars. New research has uncovered a concerning link between sterilising dummies and food allergies. Parents are being urged to think twice before using antiseptic solution to clean their baby's comforter.
When kids spit the dummy, parents have a few options.
Quick rinse in the hot water and then let it dry.
We'll give a rinse and wash off the dirt, but otherwise they've got to sort of build up an immunity, we reckon.
But parents who use an antiseptic solution to clean the dummy could be compromising that immunity. A new study followed 700 babies from birth to 1 year old.
children who used dummy with chemical sanitizers at 6 months of age had nearly fourfold higher likelihood of food allergy.
But researchers say there was no increased risk of food allergy when dummies were boiled in water, washed under a tap, put in their parents' mouth, or not washed at all. The study is the first to find a link between dummy sterilisation and food allergies. Researchers say parents shouldn't stop cleaning dummies, and more studies are needed to confirm their findings.
Cleaning dummies is still a very good idea. We want to reduce infection.
You don't want kids pick up, you know, dirty germs on the ground, and you know, with everything that's going on around with COVID and things like that.
Louisa Cheatley, 7 News.
The family of UK fundraising hero Captain Sir Tom Moore have issued a charity challenge in honour of what would have been his 101st birthday. They're asking people to follow in his footsteps and come up with their own challenge.
From the 30th of April to the 3rd of May, Captain Tom's legacy will shine bright.
So whatever you can do, do it 100 times. Help raise money for charity.
Last year, Captain Sir Tom raised more than $70 million by doing 100 laps of his garden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The crew of a stricken Dutch cargo ship have been rescued in stormy seas off Norway. Some of the 12 crew members jumped into the sea before being rescued by helicopter. Others were hoisted directly from the ship's deck. Emergency response teams are now scrambling to prevent the ship from capsizing and causing an oil spill. A huge fire has engulfed the top floors of a high-rise building in the Philippines. Flames and black smoke could be seen billowing from the office building's roof deck. Firefighters tried to douse the flames from adjacent high-rises. It took several hours to extinguish the blaze. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is down as investor confidence eases. The Nasdaq still in positive territory. In London, the FTSE gained. Germany's DAX was also up. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei plunged. Hong Kong's Hang Seng stayed strong. The All Ords and the ASX 200 both had positive returns after the Easter break. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,744 an ounce. Oil is $59 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 76.61 US cents, 84 Japanese yen, and $1.08 New Zealand. Netflix has announced Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's first TV series following their multi-million dollar deal to star in and produce content for the streaming giant. Let's go live to US correspondent David Woywood. Good morning, David. What did the royal couple choose for their first project?
Good morning, Jodie. Well, this is something very close to Prince Harry's heart, and this first Netflix documentary will be a behind-the-scenes look at the upcoming Invictus Games. Now, it will follow the story of injured former servicemen and women as they prepare to compete in the Invictus Games in the Netherlands next year. It is called Heart of Invictus. Harry will be on camera. He'll also get an executive producer credit for the show. It will be produced by Archwell Production, Meghan and Harry. TV production arm. The pair won't be directing the series as such. They've drawn in experienced documentary makers for that. But this is something they've long now said they want to do, create programs, in their own words, that utilize the power of storytelling to embrace our shared humanity. Now, money from this series will, of course, be used to fund their new lifestyle here in California. Harry revealing to Oprah earlier this year that the family had, in fact, cut him off financially and he needed to find alternative revenue streams. This Netflix deal, rumoured to be around $100 million, Jodie.
Okay, David Woywin in the US, thank you. Golfing great Greg Norman is at it again, posting a very cheeky photo to social media. The sportsman bared almost all in the risque snap taken by his wife. The picture was accompanied with the caption, "After 30 years, this is my last sunset shower at Tranquility." He sold his sprawling Florida resort, encompassing 8 houses, for a reported $77 million earlier this year. It's not the first time Norman has raised eyebrows with his social media posts. He shared 3 X-rated snaps walking his dog last year. We all remember those. North Korea has pulled out of the Tokyo Olympics, becoming the first country in the world to withdraw from the Games over coronavirus fears. The nation's state-run media is reporting the decision was made to protect athletes from the world's public health crisis. It dashes plans for a united Korean team, a decision Australian officials have called disappointing.
The Australian Olympic team is going to Tokyo, and we've got every confidence in the organising committee and the Metropolitan Government and the Japanese Government to put on a splendid Games.
It's the first time North Korea will miss a Summer Olympics since boycotting Seoul in 1988. Essendon's injury woes have become even worse. Star midfielder Dylan Scheel is likely to miss the rest of the season after his knee injury was worse than first thought. Scheel was meant to miss up to 6 weeks but will now be out for 4 months after opting for surgery. The Giants also have significant injury worries. Captain Stephen Cornelio needs ankle surgery and will miss around 8 weeks. Phil Davis faces 6 weeks out with a calf complaint, while Matt DeBoer will miss up to 10 weeks with a hamstring injury. Rabbitohs captain Adam Reynolds is on the verge of walking out on the club. Souths are refusing to budge on the one-year deal offered to 30-year-old Reynolds, who is asking for at least a 3-year deal. Reynolds' contract expires at the end of the season, with the Cowboys reportedly interested in bringing him to North Queensland. Wayne Bennett is also highly unlikely to stay at Souths in a football department role, with the coach reportedly moving back to Brisbane after the season. Bennett has been linked with a return to the Broncos. The Central Coast Mariners have extended their lead on top of the A-League ladder after a 2-2 draw with the Western Sydney Wanderers in Sydney. The Wanderers were on track for a surprise victory after Bruce Kamau gave them the lead with a late quick-fire double. Mariners captain Ollie Bozanic rescued a point with a penalty 7 minutes from time. Dual world champion Tyler Wright was a surprise casualty as the Newcastle Cup resumed at Merriweather Beach. Wright and Sally Fitzgibbons both lost in the round of 16. 7-time world champion Steph Gilmore played things perfectly, advancing to the quarters and wisely knocking back a ride on a doomed jet ski.
I saw this big double up shorty coming and the jet ski driver was sort of like, oh, come on, like get on. And I just looked at him and I was like, hell no, and I just kind of got to the side.
Good choice. Owen Wright and Julian Wilson survived elimination to reach the round of 32 in the men's event. A very ugly end to a beauty pageant has left a queen without her crown and in hospital. Mrs. Sri Lanka 2021 had just been announced when the outgoing winner interrupted with urgent news.
There's a rule that you all have to be married and not divorced.
The crown was wrestled from her head with such force she reportedly ended up in hospital. But the drama didn't end there. The original winner says she's living apart from her husband, but she is still married, so she's now been formally re-declared the winner. Dramatic. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a tropical cyclone should move closer to the Pilbara coast, bringing large seas and possible gusty showers. An offshore low will direct onshore winds and showers over eastern New South Wales. Around the capitals today, a shower or two in Brisbane, heading for a top of 26 degrees. A few showers in Sydney, cloud clearing, 22 the top in Melbourne, 28 and sunny in Adelaide, cloudy, 26 in Perth, and mostly sunny, 33 degrees the top in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday.